apologies in advance for what you're going to have to sit through, but it's time for us to enter the box of shame. None of us are proud. We don't know what secret will be pulled out of the box here. We all put in our deepest, darkest, most shameful secrets once a week, try to pull them out, and then allow you to mock us, and hopefully, oh, we hope it's Jake, right?
The box!
What's in the box?
Of shame.
I think the difference shame. Is that Jake, and I would add Johnny as well, shame. Does things that are shameful, but they don't think they're shameful.
Like what?
Well, you do shameful things all the time. I mean,
even just you saving a burger in your trunk and all that was right. Just a general Friday night for you.
Yeah, and that was out of shame of my car. I'm cognizant of it.
Yeah, I know you're cognizant of your shame, but you also bask in your shame. Things that most people would be like embarrassed about, you kind of, it's for you, it's pride.
I wasn't proud of my trunk burger. It was a thing of necessity.
This person. Oh, great. Man, that's weird. Do we not mix up this box at all? Because I feel like I put things in here, and then when we pull them out, Vanessa, do you not give this thing a proper shake or stir or whatever?
I give it a little chimmy.
Well,
yeah, she can't reach any of the stuff in there.
Yeah, you got to shake it harder because it's like all the stuff I just put in this one.
Do you just, this is a new one? I think maybe
this person,
nobody is putting things in at a rate.
Is there anyone else adding shameful stuff to the box?
I added something.
I've been taking things out.
About your own stuff?
Everybody.
He uses toilet paper.
This person stole one of the cards his kids made for his wife for her birthday and took credit for it.
Oh, damn.
Okay, let me just say.
Wait, your kid made a card for your wife and then you took it? A
couple things. Two things. it's not exactly right. What happened was my wife's birthday last week. They got cards at CVS to give to her for her birthday. They each got a card. I forgot to get a card.
What?
I'm not a fan of buying cards. I don't like
cards.
Yeah,
I know, but didn't you plan a whole, like, you had a whole cake that the monkeys ate.
You had a whole trip
that you planned.
I you're like Mr. Card. You have cards in your backpack all the time.
I never remember to mail them out, and I feel guilted into getting them, and that's usually just for, like, Mother's Day or whatever. And usually I end up finding cards in my bag and go, like, I was supposed to mail that out 3 months ago.
Should have given her old Mother's Day cards. Better than nothing.
My kid each picked a card out, and I basically crossed out, added one of their names to the other card to make it look like one card came from both kids, and then I took the other card and I made it look like I.
When you crossed out the other kid's name, did you turn it into something? Like a big heart?
Turn it into my name.
Oh, so you just crossed out her name.
And I sharpied over it in big Sharpie and wrote Kevin.
Oh.
I wrote my name and over her name. And then we were on FaceTime because they gave her the cards when we were in Mexico. And the kids go, did you get our cards, Mommy? And she goes, I got your card, girls. And then the other one tried to clarify. And she's like, did you like mine better with
and
the ice cream?
And you're like, no Wi-Fi.
I just said, she got the cards.
Got the
Everyone
cards.
Got the cards.
Oh, sorry, gotta
and
go.
I did feel bad in the moment. I know it seems like a small thing because whatever, it's just a card. But I realized.
Did she do like little drawings in it or anything? Or she just signed
wrote
it?
Her name with a heart. And I crossed over with a Sharpie. And I had to put a heart over my name too to make it fit. But
it
I felt bad. I felt bad about doing it. It's not shameful necessarily, although I think my kid would be upset.
Well, why don't we tell your kid?
And they can't.
There can't? What does that mean?
They can't come to the phone.
What do you mean they can't come to the phone right now? Didn't they just figure out how to use the phone? Call them.
They're not, they're at camp or something.
Dude, they would be so pissed.
They would not be happy.
Because kids take pride in their, even if it's just signing their name with a heart, that's work for them.
It took it half an hour for them to pick which card they wanted to even give her from.
Was it at least a good card?
One of them wanted to do a thing with a purse on it because my wife likes fashion. The other one did a thing with ice cream and donuts on it because the kid likes ice cream and donuts.
So
and
which one did you steal?
I had to steal the ice cream donut one to make it look like that came from me, which was also a weird card to give to from an adult to give to another adult.
That you just seem like a bad card picker.
But at least I didn't have, if I had no card, it would have been a thing. So I just.
Did it say I'm donuts about you?
No, it didn't have a joke. didn't have a joke. It said like, it's your birthday, live it up or some crap like that.
Oh,
but
no.
The point is I stole a card from my own child to give to my
wife. You didn't realize in the moment, maybe I should try and find a card or another thing to make up for the fact that I have no card.
No, because everything got all, my whole trip got all screwed up because technically we left later than we were going to leave. There was a funeral. There was everything. So it was all last minute.
You should have just written a note explaining all this.
Should have written that down. All should have written that down.
And then signed Kevin with a heart.
That would have been, we take a break when we get back. Oh, yes. Why are you cool or why are you not cool? Science has weighed in. You'll want to hear if you possess any of the traits that make you officially cool. Is it just skateboards and cigarettes? That's what I think. But apparently there's more to it than that, and we'll come back with that next.